Here in Bougainville, we have till Rhonus. The Rhonus in the natural environment and everything that people will want to see, especially with the ecotourism that is around here in Bougainville. And with the ABG and through the creation of the Division of Culture and Tourism, they created this division just to drive the culture and tourism that is still raw in Bougainville, and with the culture as well, the culture is still alive. So if people are willing to come to Bougainville, I'm saying that you're welcome to come into Bougainville and see what we have, which other countries in the world are also doing in terms of marketing and selling their countries as tourism destinations to the people of the world.
Well, what does Bougainville have that that other countries don't have? What would attract people to Bougainville?
One, the first thing is the friendliness. The people of Bougainville, although much talk in the media focuses on the 10-year conflict, the people here are very, very friendly, which is the number one thing. You can walk in the streets during the night, unlike Moresby and Lae, where it is very, very difficult for you to walk in the night because you might end up with something else. Anyway, there's the friendliness. Number two, we have the environment that is still intact after the 10-year conflict. And so many things like lakes, the mountains, the volcanoes that we have, the sea, crystal clear water everywhere. It's good for diving, snorkeling, swimming, fishing, including game fishing, and so many other things that you can do here in Bougainville, which other people of the world don't have.
One of the main reasons for the conflict on Bougainville was arguments over who got benefits from the big copper and gold mine at Panguna. And we've all seen disputes over profits from economic ventures and land ownership cause all sorts of problems all over the Pacific. Can tourism flourish on Bougainville and manage to avoid these kinds of arguments and jealousies?
Richard, one of the things that we are trying to avoid is to reopen the mine. And that's the sediments that we have here in, especially the people of Panguna, where what they would like to do is to do tourism. They are very much inclined in the government, the ABG, reopening the mine because of what they have experienced during the height of the crisis. So rebuilding their lives, if they want to build it through ecotourism, and that's what the people have openly said with others that have come through. You know, there are forums staged throughout the three regions of reopening the mine and talking to the owners and setting up the stage to reopen the mine. So that one of the things that we are doing is oppose the reopening of the mine.
And obviously tourism is a way of getting some income going without having to worry about the mine. That's certainly true. With the film Mr. Pip being released around the world at the moment, that features English actor Hugh Laurie, who's very famous for playing the character of Dr. Gregory House in a TV series, do you expect there'll be a surge of interest from around the world in visiting Bougainville once people see it on the film?
Yes, exactly, because the film was acted out here in Bougainville, and you know, the scenes that people are seeing, you know that in a movie you need to act out things that people have done. But you know, some of the actors that and scenes that you see in the film Mr. Pip is actually the experiences that people have experienced during the height of the crisis. So you know, with the film, it will attract a lot of people into Bougainville, so that that's where we come in. That's where the government and the division is coming to prepare Bougainville for this influx of people that are coming. So we are actually experiencing the influx now, whereby we have cruise ships that are coming in with people. last month there was a cruise ship that came into Nissan Island, Green Island, and then it came all the way to Arawa, where I am now. Then on the 25th of this month, there will be another cruise ship that's going to be landing in Buka, in the northern tip of Bougainville. So you see that there are so many things that are happening, and because of the film, there are so many people now that are coming to see where the film actually took place. And, you know, with the people as well, there are facilities that people are now building, like guest houses.